We continue our learning. We're in Me'ila, Perek, Dalid, Mishnah, Beis. Chamisha devarim ba'ola mitzorfim ze imze. Regarding the halachos of Me'ila, a person who gets hana of shovet pruto worth of any of a combination of these five things is going to be violating Me'ila. So this is regarding a carbon ola. Habasar, v'hachelev, v'hasoles, v'hayayin, v'hashemen. So what are these? So of course there's the meat of the ola, because the whole animal is burnt on the mizbeach. So the meat, the chelev, the fats, the soles, which is the mincha that's brought along with the ola, the yain, which is the nesachim brought along with the ola, and shemen of a minchas ha'ola as well, will all join together. Why is this so? Because it's really all part of the same carbon. The basar and the chelev, of course, are part of the animal. But along with the animal, we bring soles, and shemen is mixed with the soles, and there's yayin. So since it's all part of the same carbon, getting hana of a shover pruta, even in combination of several of these, that will be a violation of me'ila. Then the Mishnah says, Vishisha betoda. So when it came to a carbon ola, there are five things that are mitzdarev together. When it comes to a carbon toda, there are six things that will join together. And that's not with respect to me'ilos. Me'ila is not violated when it comes to a carbon toda, because carbon toda is kachim kalim. But nonetheless, there is to join together for a kezayis, for the chiv of pigul or nos or a tameh. So the following will join together regarding carbon toda. Habasar, v'hachelev, v'hasolus, v'hayayin, so far the same. The flesh, the fats, the flour, wine, v'hashemen, v'halechem. So besides the five that we have when it came to the carbon ola, Toda has lechem as well, has 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. So those also will join together, getting hana v'shaveh pruta, let's say half a pruta of the lechem and half a pruta of the solus, or the basar of the carbon toda, will join together to be mechayev the person from me'ila. Hatruma, regarding truma, which is given to the Kohanim. So the Torah has different types of truma. The Bikurim is called truma, Challah is called truma. So the Mishnah here says that the following trumos will join together to prohibit a mixture. If some of this falls into chulin and there's not enough for it to be nullified. Truma is normally nullified 1 in 100. So it doesn't matter if it's truma gedola, which is the 2% given to the Kohen, hatruma, the trumas maser, which is the truma, the 1/10 given from the truma, from the maser. So the Levi gets maser, gets 1/10, and then 1/10 of that he gives to the Kohen. So that's really 1/100th of what we started with. Utrumas maser shel demai, and trumas maser with demai, you bought produce from an amar. It's not sure if he separated maser or not, and therefore there may be truma in that trumas maser in that maser. So you have to give that as well, the trumas maser, to a Kohen out of a suffek. So it also has the status of truma. And hachala, hachala, of course, is also called truma. The Torah says, Bamibar tezvav, reishis ariso seichem chala tarimu truma, v'habikurim. Bikurim is also called truma, in devarim yud beis, utrumas yadecha. So these also all have the status of truma, and therefore, says the Mishnah, these five types of truma, mitztarfin ze im ze le'esor. So let's say, for example, you have sourdough of any one of these, because any one of these could be, bikurim can come from wheat, let's say, and of course, truma could be from grain. So any one of these things, challah, of course. So let's say sa'or, sourdough, fell in. So sourdough causes other things to become chametz. So if sa'or of one of these falls into chulin, so then it's enough to ferment the whole mixture. The whole dough now becomes usser, even though it's a little bit of trumas maser of demai, a little bit of regular truma, a little bit of challah, a little bit of bikurim. Doesn't matter. As long as they join together to equal enough to be mechametz, even though each one alone could not do so, the whole mixture is going to be usser. Or let's say one sa'ah, a mixture of all of them, fell in to 99 sa'ah of chulin. So they also will prohibit the whole mixture because you don't have enough, you don't have 100 in order to nullify it. The whole thing becomes what we call meduma. That's all, it's a mixture now of chulin and truma together. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'lachayev alehem es hachomesh. A zar, a non-Kohen, who eats from a kezayis b'shogeg of a mixture of all of these. It was, wasn't a kezayis of challah, it's a little piece of challah, but a little bit of bikurim as well, a little bit of regular truma. Doesn't matter, them. It's tarif together. If it's all together, each with a kezayis, then he's chayev to pay keren, the principal that he got hanah from, and chomesh, and add on a fifth. Perek dal in Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-pigulim mitzvah from zemzeh. A pigul from a variety of karbanos. Ole, chatash, asham, shlomim. Doesn't matter. If you ate a kezayis all together of a little bit of all of them, and they equal a kezayis, and because it's pigul from all of them, if you eat it b'mezid chayiv kares and b'shogeg chayiv chatas, kol ha no sarin mitzvah from zemzeh to a kezayis as well. No sar from a variety of karbanos. B'mezid chayiv kares chatas b'shogeg. Kol ha nevelos mitzvahos zu im zu. Nevela, an animal that that was not shechted. So you can have a nevela of a non-kosher animal, and you have a nevela of a kosher animal as well. The Mishnah is telling us that even the nevela of a behema tamea with the nevela of a behema tahora will join together. Certainly a nevela from the half a kezias of a nevela from let's say a dead deer and a half a kezias from a dead cow. Neither one was shechted. So you eat them to... So if they join together, they are going to be mitame. If you touch them or you carry them, maga or masa, you become together, you're going to become tame. And that would be true even if it was a dead an animal that was not kosher, completely not kosher animal. That's an avail also will give tuma. But regarding even a hefigazayas of a dead non-kosher animal, a dead donkey, let's say, hefigazayas you touch at the same time as touching a hefigazayas of, let's say, a cow, of a dead cow, that's an avela, you're going to be become tame. But regarding achila, to be chayev malkos, so then we don't say that an avela of a tame animal and a tahor animal are mitzaref. These are what we call shnei shemos. These are two separate isurim. Eating the basar of behema tamea, that you're not getting malkos for eating nevela, you're getting malkos for eating non-kosher food, non-kosher animal. The isur nevela is not chal on the isur tuma. The animal's already not kosher, so the isur nevela is not going to be superimposed, ein isur chal al isur. But when it comes to tuma, they are mitzdarif together. Then the Mishnah says, kol hashrotzim mitzdarfim ze im ze. A person eats a kezayis together, part of kezayis from one, part of kezayis from another, he's going to be chayiv malkos. What are the shrotzim? The eight shrotzim that are mentioned in Vayikra Yed Aleph, we have the achbar and the lita'ah and tinshemes, the tzav, etc. So they are mitame, they'll be mitzdarif together to mitame someone, after obviously in their death, after when they're dead. And what's the shiur? How much you don't eat? Here you don't need a kezayis. Here, even in Adasha, the size of a lentil is enough. So a half a lentil from, let's say, touching a toad, assuming that's the tzav, a half a lentil, you touched a dead mouse, a little bit, a half from both, together, you become tameh, because together they equal an Adasha. The same thing is true when it comes to achila here. Person eats an Adasha together of a mixture of them, a variety of them. It only becomes an Adasha lentil size if you eat a little bit of both. Of each one, you ate less than a lentil, doesn't matter. You're going to be chayav malkos because the sheer tumah and sheer achila is going to be the same. This is all true when they're dead. If they're alive, so then this has a different halacha. When shrotzim are alive, these eight shrotzim, only with respect to tumah do we say there's a halacha of adasha, when they're dead. But when they're alive, so then it's not an adasha. You're going to get malkos only if you eat a kezayis of them. Then the Mishnah says, and of course there'll be mitzdarif as well. Dam hasheretz uvisaro mitzdarfin. Here we speak about these eight shrotzim, but we're talking about the flesh of the sheretz. Take a mouse. So we have a dead mouse. So you have part of a dead mouse less than an adasha, less than a lentil size, but together with the blood, it equals a lentil size. So they will be mitzdarif together, that the blood, half a lentil size of blood and half a lentil size of the flesh of a dead mouse will join together as an adasha to be mitame a person. How do I know that they joins together the blood as well? So the pasuk says v'zelachem hatamei b'sheretz hasharetz al aretz. That's a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph, and we learn from there that comes to include the dam hasheretz, that it says vizelachem hatamei basheretz. Where is there something that's metame in the sheretz? It's the dam that's in the sheretz that's metame like the basar. So as long as the dam is still in the sheretz, that's not, once the dam is separated from the body, so it trickled out, so then it's not mitzarf with the basar, but it's part of the body, so then it's mitzarf. That's the Rambam's opinion, and the Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that even if the dam is separate from the body, it will be mitzarif to equal the size of an adasha, of a lentil, together with the flesh of that dead sheretz. Klal Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Kol Shetumaso Vishiro Shavin, Mitztarfim Zemzes. So Rabbi Yehoshua, this is the general rule. Anytime you have a case where the Tuma and the Shi'ur are equal, what does that mean? So take the Nevela and a Nevela, or the Sheretz and a Sheretz. So there, the Tuma is the same and the Shi'ur is the same, which means there's Tuma, and the Tuma is the size of the Kazayas. So a Nevela from one animal, half a Kazayas and a Nevela from one animal, half a Kazayas and a Nevela from another animal, joined together to be Mitami, a person. And Sheretz and a Sheretz. You have one Sheretz, a Lita'ah, and a Tzav, an Achbar, and a Tinshemes, half an adasha and half an adasha joined together because they are have tuma and the shear of the tuma is the same, so they'll be mitzarif. But tumaso velo shiro, shiro velo tumaso, lo tumaso velo shiro, ain't mitzarif in zemzeh. But in the following cases, they will not be mitzarif. So the first one here, where they don't join together, where it's tumaso velo shiro. So for example, take you have nevela and a sheretz, where they're both tame, they're both mitame you, if you touch them. Happens to be that some olchem is not exactly the same, because when it comes to a nevela, your tame come tame, even if you carry it, even if you didn't touch it. But okay, let's assume here, if the tame is the same, in what way? In the fact that you're mitame till the evening, you're not tame for 7 days. Both nevela and sheretz, you're tame, you go to mikvah that day, and then you wait till harev shemesh. So in that way, the tame is the same. But the shear is not. The shiur, the amount, the size, the measure of nevela, the shiur is a kazayas. A sheretz, the shiur is an adasha, the size of a lentil. So if the tuma is the same, meaning you're only tame ad ha'erev, but the shiur is not the same, one is adasha, one is nevela, or shiuro velo tuma. So take a nevela and a dead body and a mace. So they're both mitame because kazayas, but the tumas nevela is only ad ha'erev, only that day till evening, and tumas mace is for 7 days. Or that's where shiuro is the same, kazayas, but velo tumaso, but the extent, the scope of the tum, for how long, that's not the same. Or lo tumaso velo shiuro, or certainly where, let's say it's a mace and a sheretz, where the tuma is different and the shiur is different. Tumas ames is for 7 days, and the tumas be kazayas. Tumas asheretz is only ado erev, and the shiur is an adasha. So there's nothing, no comparison at all. So in these last three cases, ain mitztarf and zemzeh, they're not going to be mitztarif at all. The only case where the mitztarif is where tumaso and shiuro are shoved in.